In the gospel reading today, we see what we could refer to perhaps as the mystery of human free will or of human cooperation with God, or however you want to look at it, and the fact that God requires something of us. For instance, in the gospel reading, we hear about the fact that when the apostles came to shore, there were already some fish and some bread that were on the fire. Jesus knew how many people were in the boat. They were only a couple of hundred yards offshore. He could certainly count, and he's God, so of course he knew how many there were. If he already had bread and fish, do you think that he probably could have had enough for all of them? Well, obviously could have. But instead he said, bring some of the fish that you just caught and put them here on the fire. So in order to have enough for everybody, they had to add some of what they had brought. He didn't provide for it all. The same thing we see in the first reading. Peter talking about what had happened, how the people acted out of ignorance, and by doing so they fulfilled everything that the prophets had said. And then he said, now repent and be converted. There still has to be a choice on our part. God isn't going to do it all. Even when we look at our Lord's Passion, the work that needed to be done. God is God. If he wanted to, he could just have simply said, it's all taken care of. Your sins are gone. I have declared it to be so, so be it. He could have done that. He has the power to do that. He didn't. Instead, he sent his son into the world. He had to live a human life for 33 years and die in such a horrible way in order to fulfill what was necessary so that our sins could be forgiven and we could be saved. We see the same thing again throughout the course of our Lord's life. Almost every single time that there was a miracle of healing, the person had to come to him. He didn't go searching out somebody to heal. He wasn't just sitting there saying, I've just got the urge to heal somebody today. Let me go find somebody. No, they usually came to him. There are a few times when he sought people out, like the paralytic that had been lying there for 38 years and so on. But most of the time, they came to him. There's still that part of the effort that we have to make. God, for instance, knows exactly what problems you have. He could heal you in an instant if that's what he wanted to do. And sometimes we get frustrated that he doesn't. If he knows my problems, why doesn't he just take them away? Number one, because he's going to require something on your part. And number two, precisely because these are the very means by which God is going to make you into a saint. By working to overcome these things, by working to grow in virtue, you're going to be able to become holy. And so the question always comes back then when we look at this point of human cooperation with God, how much do we want it? Really think about that. Remember the man whose servant was dying. He came to Jesus and asked that Jesus would heal his servant. And Jesus simply, when Jesus was going to go, he said, no, just simply say the word. And then we're told the man went back home. But it wasn't until the next day when his servants met him on the road at 1 o'clock in the afternoon that they said that the servant is going to live. So this man had traveled for a couple of days to come to ask our Lord to heal this young man. We see the same thing in numerous occasions. Sometimes they didn't have to make a whole lot of effort. But even the blind man, it's the one that always makes you scratch your head. Here's this blind man sitting over on the side of the road. And Jesus says, call him over here. It's like the guy is blind. Go over there. No, no. Jesus made the man come to him. There has to be effort on our part. How badly do we want it? And so that's what we have to look at within our own self. The loaves and fishes that we hear about in the gospel are obviously the prefiguration of the Holy Eucharist. They recognize this from what happened in John 6 when Jesus had multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And so the Lord is with us. But how much do we really want Him? What kind of effort are we going to make? When you look at some of the work that Father Ripberger is doing, he's talking about some of these people who, not the ones who are possessed, but the ones who are oppressed and obsessed. And he's put together a book to have the people do these certain prayers every day to change their lives, get rid of this garbage and quit doing that and start doing this and so on. And he said, almost all of them, everything goes away. They're all healed. They don't need the deliverance anymore. Simply because of the effort that they're making to change their life and to pray and to get rid of the things that are the problems. Yes, there are some people who still need help, but a lot of it is just a matter of getting our own life turned around. The problem for Americans is we want a pill. I got a headache, give me a pill. I've got this problem, give me a pill. I've got a demon, give me a pill. It's like, no. You got spiritual problems, you need to work. You need to make the effort. The Lord is right there in the Blessed Sacrament. We've got Him 24 hours a day in adoration. Are we willing to make the effort to come to Him day after day after day after day after day and continue to work through whatever issues we have? Are we really willing to trust Him? Are we willing to turn everything over to Him? Are we willing to seek healing from Him? We've gotten to the point where because of what doctors are able to do, and thanks be to God, they're able to do so many wonderful things, we've forgotten about God. The doctors can do it. Yeah, not always. So we need to remember it revolves around the Lord, but we have our part to do. Yeah, He knows exactly what your problems are. Yeah, He could heal them in an instant. But He wants your effort. He wants you to really show Him how much you want to be healed. Are you willing to make the effort? Are you willing to be inconvenienced to be able to say, this is what the priority is going to be? Are we really willing to truly repent and convert, get rid of the garbage that's leading us into sin, and live holy lives? That's what's working. That's what's turning things around for people. Maybe that's what God's asking of you and me. So we have a free will. We have to use it. God made us in such a way that we're in His image and likeness. And Jesus said, my Father is working until now, and so am I. We're in His image and likeness. We have to do the same. So are we willing to put forth the effort to use the free will to say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this a priority. I'm going to make God the priority. And then we'll trust Him to take care of everything else. But we have to do our part first, knowing that He will take care of the rest.